At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we looked at the LIV Tour a lot last week, and now two more top 20 world-ranked golfers make the jump.
So you looked at it a lot last week?
We did.
When I was sick? What was? Give me the gist of the conversation.
It was when Bryson left to the and Patrick Reed when they left.
Okay,
we discussed it.
What was the take? Did you guys read from the newspaper and say today
we talked about fading the LIV golfers at the U.S.
You
Open.
Were here one day. Let's not all be on. Say it all last week. All right. I just interested in the take, because sometimes it's like reading from the newspapers. I didn't know. Was there a take? Were you saying F the Saudis, USA,
you know what?
Iron Sheik stinks, that kind of stuff?
My take was, I don't even look at this as like a... There's people who are painting it as a patriotic thing. Like, if you're going to the LIV Tour, somehow you're doing something wrong against America. I just disagree with it. I think these guys are doing what's best for them financially.
Well, that isn't mutually exclusive. They could be doing what's best for them financially and what's not good for human rights generally, right?
I think that's fair.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm not sure... I think there's two sides of this conversation, because on one hand, let's go to the easiest extreme, Hitler, right? So Hitler, let's say at the end of WW2, they just kind of go back to Germany and they can fortify and they don't get overthrown. So Hitler's there. And he's going to start a golf tour. He's just going to call it the Hitler golf tour. Are you, how much does it cost to get you involved, AJ?
I don't think there's a number that gets me involved.
Okay,
in that.
So now we know it's really no number.
I don't think so.
Did you ever see the movie The Third Man?
No.
It's a great movie, and it has Orson Welles in it, and he plays a guy who's selling bad penicillin to like people in WW2, and they're up on this Ferris wheel, and all the people look like little dots. He goes, "How much would it take for you to make that one dot disappear?" He goes, "What about that dot?" And it kind of was a powerful concept. It's like whenever you think of individuals you know, it's like, oh my gosh, just think Jim, you know, had a kidney problem because that one food was wrong and they didn't recall it. But then if it's like, well, there's 2,000 people in Arkansas, it's like, well, I don't go to Arkansas, or even more in Argentina, right? Or somewhere in Africa, there's an issue. We all just shrug at that. So to me, I'm skeptical of the ethical side of this stuff, because I think most people are hypocritical and it's easy to point and tell someone else not to make money. But there got to be a line, right?
There is a line. I guess it starts at Hitler. I don't know how far back it goes, but yeah, there's a line.
Well, Stalin was worse than Hitler, but we don't have to get into that. Let's just say that that's the two most. I think they say Stalin killed like 60 million. You know, so you know when you kill 60 million versus whatever the other number is smaller than 60. You know, well, it's all relative.
Brooks Koepka and Abraham Ancer decided this is where my line is, and they will join the LIV Tour starting at next week's upcoming tournament in Portland.
Okay, so my last question on the ethics of this is, it seems like the thing that is the most egregious with the Saudis is the journalist that by all accounts, it seems to be pretty much proven that the Saudis had an assassination on a journalist. I'm forgetting his name, Skagogi or something. I can't remember his name right now, but, and I should. So will you pull that up, McKenzie?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Now, so here's the question. That seems like a pretty extreme line. I mean, it feels like if a country is going to be blackballed, if it's going to be out of the national or the global club, it feels like just assassinating journalists is probably going to put you on that bad list as much as almost anything, really. It almost feels like if you hurt your own people, we're all going to deal with it a little bit more and say, oh, it's internal issues. But you know, if you put 1,000 people in jail and murder some because they're political dissidents, we can deal with that better than you killed one journalist from the Washington Post. Now that becomes another question, right? Why do we look at it that way? But on the other hand, how do you Khashoggi? All right, mm-hmm. Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi, yes.
And he was Washington Post, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now the next question becomes, it's like, how do you influence in any way countries that are acting in bad ways but aren't all the way bad? Where China has done a lot of things you could say that is a main problem. Or if you're, let's say, it'd be reasonable to say it's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron, and then remember now, it was the Houston
Daryl
Rockets
Morey. Mm-hmm.
That made the comment that was kind of supportive of, I think, Thailand.
And Hong then Kong.
Say it again?
It was Hong Kong.
Oh, it was, okay, the Hong Kong protest at the time. Okay,
yeah.
There you go. And thank you. And it was like he got in a lot of heat.
It cost the Rockets a ton of money because the Rockets were, I mean, China. The Rockets were China's team because of Yao Ming, going back to Yao Ming, and there was a lot of Chinese money invested in the Rockets that dried up as soon as that happened.
And LeBron was saying, like defending China in a way, saying, well, Daryl Morey, the Harvard grad, has to be a little more well-read on these matters. Right?
LeBron isn't trying to have his money messed with.
Yeah. So, and what did the NBA do? Placate.
Yeah.
Right? Placate. So when there's billions involved, the leagues will placate against. Now we can say, well, how's the Saudis versus China? And I don't know how to even do that debate, right? And I'm not sure I think it's a distinction without a difference, probably. But now in America, we say, hey, Saudis, I'm Joe Biden. I don't like you. But now it's like gas is up to $7. You know, I think I should fly to Saudi Arabia and have dinner with those guys.
It's such an interesting conversation that I don't think there's a right answer. Because you could talk about all the ways that our country deals with Saudi Arabia in terms of trade and in the market and whether it's oil or other goods and things like that. And then you're okay with, people are okay with our country dealing with them.
Because we're not aware of it.
But, like, but you're not okay with a couple of golfers going over there and playing.
Like not even going over there, just being financially backed by.
Backed by someone that's associated with it.
But they're calling this money laundering, something washing, where the theory is they're spending this money, they're going to break even, but it's going to sanitize in a way the Saudis as a brand. It's going to be, oh yeah, that's the country behind the golf tour, mm-hmm. you know? And the theory is that's what like Russia was doing with the RT, right? So the RT was a political, state-sponsored kind of news station, but they did a lot of reporting that a lot of people, like Larry King had at his talk show after CNN on the Russia Today. And then it's like, well, how much of that was the agenda? And then it's like, okay, well, what kind of agenda do we have with the CIA and other countries? It becomes a fascinating and complex conversation.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let's say, and I don't think this is going to happen, and it could, anything could happen. Let's say the LIV Golf Tour and the people behind it approach the PGA Tour.
I was thinking you were going to say approach me with my 25 handicap.
They approach, and that's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, I'm around like a 20.
Maybe I'm being generous.
Yeah. So they approach the PGA Tour and discuss a revenue share. And if that happens, are people then up in arms about golfers going to the LIV Tour?
Well, I think to talk practically for a minute, the PGA has lost, it feels like. Because when you got Colin coming on right here in FSR saying, what's the PGA done for these golfers? It's a very valid conversation.
Last year, they started the Player Impact Program, which was to kind of reward the guys who brought the most positive attention to the tour.
It took them all this time. Huh? It's like the NCAA wanting to do nice things now.
Yeah, there was a $40 million pool. Tiger got $8 million of it playing one tournament, mm-hmm. whatever it was. And then four of the other nine guys that made that top 10 list that got some of that $40 million have since left to the LIV Tour. So if the PGA said...
So that was like them knowing who the problems were and they were trying to buy him off, it sounds like to me, like ahead of time.
I think it was them knowing that this LIV Tour was coming. They wanted to keep these guys, but then when Pam Brooks Koepka $3.5 million one time when he could make that for finishing second in a tournament this weekend, it's like it doesn't cut it for him.
And I also think the following is if you can come up with $40 million on a whim like that, then where's that money generally? How is it if you have that kind of slush fund, just wait, hey, let's get break off 40 piece. And let's give it away. It's like, well, how much you got back in that? And it's a nonprofit. And what do you have? You have a lot of people that are living a lifestyle like a billionaire because they're what we talk about in the NCAA is all the chicken dinners and all the shrimp. And it's like these people are all hanger-ons who are like living like kings because they're associated with a golf tour. But what are they doing to help the golfers? I don't know. Because you can make the case the NBA deserves their money. Because the NBA is built a league from nothing. But the PGA really hasn't built very much because, as we're saying, the stuff that they control, we don't care about those
tournaments. Between the major tournaments is basically what they run, and no one really cares about those.
So this would be my last comment on it, and we don't have the answer, right? But if you're just defaulting and saying Saudi's bad, golfers greedy— it feels too narrow to me. It feels like that when you have the NBA and pretty much the government itself, the United States, compromising when the money's right, when it comes to civil rights or even human rights, like life and death things, then how do we expect a golfer to have a higher standard than the very country? The country does what's best for the country. Shouldn't the golfer do what's best for the golfer? I see both sides of it, but I think that if the PGA was really a rock-solid organization, it'd be a lot easier to say stick with them. It feels like their faults kind of has opened the door for... Think about it, because it was the Shark was the guy that's kind of been the mastermind behind this, is my understanding, and he's been mad at the PGA for 30 years. So he's just been waiting to take him down. If they would have... And I'm not saying I know if Norman has a good argument or not, but I kind of feel like he probably does, because it seems like a lot of people that really didn't do very much made a lot of money, and Norman and others didn't make that money.
And I think the number one sign that they're not a well-run organization is the way they're responding to this. A 90-minute mandatory players meeting, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan informed the roster that the tour will introduce a new 8-event, no-cut, limited field schedule for the top 50 players in the world rankings, and they're going to operate events for players to try to keep or earn their cards. They'll return to a calendar-based schedule, abandoning the wraparound format. So they're making sweeping changes based on one LIV tournament that's happened so far.
Which tells you they know the changes were necessary or would have benefited otherwise. Or they're making changes to their sport, just being reactionary. Either way, it's an indictment. If you knew it was better for the players, you should have done it before. And if it's not better for the players, then why are you doing it?
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I have a price, AJ, but it's a high one.
I know.
Let me tell you. I mean, I'll sell out, but it's going to be a real sale. It's you know, I don't sell out cheap. Let's just say that. All right. We are straight out of Vegas. You know, we got the draft coming up. We got some odds on that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about who is now the clear favorite to be the number one pick. And also, I think this Gronkowski retirement actually says something pretty strong about Tampa Bay. And I'll give you my thoughts and maybe even have a best bet associated with it. Stay tuned.
Deal with a dead bat.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to take 40 seconds of my 90 seconds a year allotment of hockey talk and get a take on the 2-1 now Colorado lead, because Scott knows his hockey and might as well benefit from that. AJ, you know your NBA. We're going to be talking the draft coming up here, but let's talk just about the big three. Just give me, you know, 20 seconds each on them and what we've seen in the odds recently about who's going to go number one to Orlando.
Yeah, Jabari Smith, still the favorite, the forward from Auburn. It's down to minus 155 for him to be the first pick.
He All right, is so minus 155, what was it?
Minus 190, or as of yesterday, it was minus 190.
All right, and what about like a week ago?
Minus 430 was the high point.
Okay, so what we're saying is he's still the favorite, but he's trending down.
Yes.
Okay.
And Paolo Banchero is the guy who's sort of trending up off of this, the Duke forward. He yesterday was 7-1 to be the first pick. Today, plus 190.
Okay, now that's a surge.
Yeah, well, this is what I got from the DraftKings Sportsbook. On Saturday, Banchero 20-1. On Sunday, Banchero 12-1. On Monday, 4-1. Today, plus 220.
It's a regimented.
That's an incredible jump from 20-1 on Saturday.
This feels like it's information driven. Now it's interesting because you're still a plus money underdog, but man, this feels. And remember, we know who the number one picking team is. It's Orlando. How much of this is something coming out of Orlando, and how do we know for sure if it's Orlando? having a leak versus wanting to get something out there because maybe they want someone to trade up and you know, like all sure. Lost Celtics and Sixers did with Fultz, right? Is if they want – so the third big name
– Chet Holmgren, the center from Gonzaga, he's gone from plus 160 yesterday to plus 230, and I think a lot of that is on reports coming out of Orlando that Chet Holmgren refused to give his medicals to the Magic. So basically it's his way of saying, I don't want to play for Orlando because it's unlikely they're going to take a guy who didn't do their medicals with the first pick. So reports are he wants to go to Oklahoma City, who has the second pick. So it may be his way of saying, don't draft me.
Now, explain something to me. Oklahoma City is like the most non-urban, you know, middle America NBA franchise. So your mind just goes, okay, what the first white player that's been at the top of the draft were what, over what, 40 years? Or at least white American player?
It's been a long time, yeah.
So I think that it was like 77 or 78 was the last time there was an American-born white player that went number one. So it does seem like he wants to go to Oklahoma City, which is in, what, a 10-year rebuild? And I know there's a lot of faith with all their draft choices. It's just like that seems like a weird place. Orlando's a real up and coming team, and there's like no to Orlando and Disneyland, but yes to Oklahoma City.
I'd make the argument, and we talked about the Warriors being like having a winning culture. I think Orlando's the opposite of that. We've seen a lot of Orlando's top draft picks get better once they leave Orlando, and Orlando's had several top 10 picks that haven't.
They were in the finals 15 years ago, 12 years ago. And then they were in the finals in 95, right? With Shaq and Penny.
Sure, that's a lifetime ago.
Well, no. To be in the finals twice in 25 years is statistically more than you should be, right? If you think about it, is in 25 years, 50 teams are going to make the finals. Well, if you're one of 30 teams and you make it twice, you've exceeded expectations, right? I don't know. That's interesting. Any final thoughts on it, Scott?
I think Chet Holmgren I get it. He's going to go to the NBA and he's going to build up his body. But he's going to be in for a rude awakening with some of these NBA big men.
Because so you think he's physically not ready?
He's not ready right now.
What do you think on that, AJ?
I think that's literally the only knock on him. And he is skinny.
That he's not ready?
That he's skinny. That it's hard to imagine him bodying up Joel Embiid. But literally everything else about his game is there. He's got an NBA game. He just doesn't have an NBA body.
All right. So I'm going to talk Gronk for a minute or two. But we will keep you updated each day with the NBA odds, and you'll know come Thursday who likely is going to go number one. I believe that Gronk saying no at this point, and I know there's a conversation like, well, he could still play. People are so sick of people retiring and then not unretiring. I don't think Gronk does that. Maybe it's a power play for the contract. I don't know. But man, oh man, it feels like if I had to bet right now, will Gronk play this year? I would strongly bet no, right? Though there is a chance. You give me 10-1, I'll say yes. But for the most part, I think we're moving towards 85-90% he doesn't play. Is that how you agree?
I agree. And the Bucks took two tight ends in the draft, I think. And they kind of knew that this may be coming.
I don't know about that. They didn't even know. I mean, when the draft was happening, was Brady wasn't even back at that point, right? Or was he?
I think he was already back.
Okay, because it was the free agency. Okay. Yeah. So I guess my point would be this. This feels like it's a last go around when everyone's kind of got their bags packed even before the season starts. And I'm not saying they're not going to try to win. I'm not saying Tampa doesn't have a real chance. But right now, Tampa is the second favorite in the NFL behind only the Bills. The Chiefs 10-1, though Tampa is at 7.5-1 or so. Rams 10-1, Packers 10-1. I don't think the Bucks are in the position that people think they are. I'm looking to fade them in the right spot because I think Gronk not playing tells you something.
Yeah, agree 100%. If you missed any of
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.